What's the most pathetic way you've seen someone try to look manly? I once worked in an office where they let us pick out our new desks and order them from a catalogue. My boss came in to check mine out, and he noticed it was, like, 6 inches bigger than his new desk? I came in the next morning, and he had made the maintenance guys switch them. He claimed it was because his desk was a better height for me. Shockingly, he turned out to be insane in other ways as well. Who'd have thought it? I once saw a P-plater, Australian for new driver, in a hotted-up car waiting at the traffic lights in the rain. He was facing up a hill, and when the lights turned green, he put his foot on the accelerator hard and attempted to speed off and ended up getting absolutely no traction. This resulted in his wheels just spinning and him doing a kind of stationary fishtail while slowly sliding back down the hill. He ended up missing that green light. I couldn't stop laughing. There's a substance called synthol that some bodybuilders and a lot of wannabe tough guys inject themselves with to create fake muscles. Googling for it leads to gems such as guys that look like Popeye and stick figures in water wings. Not so cool. My voice drops lower when I talk to my father-in-law. I rarely catch myself and talk normal. When I do try to talk normal, I think I sound squeaky. I'm nearly 40 with 3 kids, by the way. My boyfriend does this as well. When he's speaking to my dad, his voice will be unnaturally low, but as soon as you get any alcohol in him, he sounds like a frickin' pixie. It's hilarious! When I was but 12, some kid came into middle school with a beard drawn onto his face in Sharpie. He desperately tried to make everyone believe it was his real beard, that he grew it overnight. "I must have hit a growth spurt," he said. "I wish camera phones were a thing back then." I started shaving every few days when I was 12 and was mocked for it. I had a full beard by 14, and I still got crap for it. You really can't win. Well, I believe the myth that shaving increases beard growth has been thoroughly debunked. The sir, or bearded madam, in this last post was likely always going to be that way. Post-college, my friends started a cigar night as a guy's hangout night. I thought everyone always said don't inhale cigars because they were wimps and couldn't handle the strong buzz. So I intentionally inhaled with every puff throughout the entire cigar. I got so sick I literally turned a pale shade of green like an old cartoon and puked for an hour until only foam was coming out of me. I went to a party where there was a 4-man hookah set up. My friend had never tried one and was very curious. It turns out, while everyone enjoyed the hookah for a bit, went off to mingle and come back to it later, my friend spent nearly the entire party at the hookah. He spent the latter portion of the party hovering over the toilet. When I was 12 years old, I was walking into a convenience store with a friend. She was a total tomboy. In fact, she looked more like a boy than a girl. As we're walking in, she sees this sweet mid-60s ragtop Corvette, and she's ogling it. I was too, but she makes this big thumbs-up sign to the hot blonde sitting in the passenger seat. This long-haired moron in his late 20s came running out of the convenience store and yelled to my friend Sabrina, "Hey punk, quit making eyes at my girl." He comes over, grabs my friend's arm, pulls back a fist. My friend is just stark white and speechless. I shout, "She's a 12-year-old girl, what are you doing? Stop!" He finally stops, realizes what the heck he's doing, but, always being a moron, says, "Don't let me see you eyeballing her again, or I'll mess you up." I'm not sure what happened after he drove off, but his girlfriend did not look like a happy camper. I'm hoping she dumped his sorry butt. Back in the MySpace days, I knew a kid who took a pic of himself with his shirt off, and then used Photoshop to turn his skin black and give himself a goatee. He also fancied himself a rapper and took on the stage name Diamond. Yes, with 2 eyes. Because he was so hard. Affluent private school kids, am I right? Oh my god. 2 eyes for a double dose of idiot. I was dating this girl a few years ago, and I was meeting some of her good friends for the first time at Chili's. I'd just turned 21, and they were all younger than me. So I thought, I'll look so cool if I order some alcohol. I'd never ordered drinks before, so I didn't know what to order. I'd only been to parties where there was beer. I thought, nah, beer is no good. I need something with liquor. While I was pondering what to order, the waiter asked me what I wanted to drink. At that moment, only one drink came to mind. "Yeah, give me a Cosmopolitan, please." Cue to the waiter bringing me a Chili's branded shaker that I got to take home with a fabulous pink drink in it, and me looking like an offensive caricature of a gay man instead of the Ron Swanson that I thought I'd look like. When the teacher says, "If you don't want to learn, then just leave," someone got up and left and swore at the teacher, grinning at his friends. About 30 seconds later, he came back in saying,
"Actually, I kinda need to know this stuff."
Honestly, I've gotta respect the kid for admitting that and taking the L while looking out for his future.
Only barely related, but I had a teacher who would say, "Oh, go fly a kite," if you had a differing idea of what symbolism in a particular book meant. So, I packed a folding kite in my backpack, and the next time she requested I go, I did. The detention was worth it.
My new dentist is a good-looking 25 or 26-year-old woman. Now, I hold off bursting into tears until I get to my car. I had a friend who, when he'd go to the movies with me or one of our other male friends, would always leave an empty seat between himself and us so he didn't look gay. Either that, or he got the separate seat because our elbows kept poking him while the rest of us were cranking each other off.
I had some friends in high school that would do that when we'd go to the movies. I never knew how to react, so I usually just sat in between them.
In high school, I would put Rogaine on my chin and face to try and grow a beard. A bunch of my friends and I were hanging out one time when my best friend's little brother, probably 15 or so at the time, did something very feminine. It was a long time ago, so I don't exactly recall what it was. We all laughed and I yelled at him, "Quick, do something manly." To which he replied in sheer panic,
"I could strip off my clothes and dance for you guys."
Needless to say, we never let him live it down. Back in high school, I was friends with a guy on the football team who was pretty much exclusively a bench warmer. Throughout each game, he would discreetly try to rub grass and dirt on his uniform so it looked like he'd seen some action when he ran off the field. My friends and I took up skateboarding one summer and worked at it every day. While we would practice, one of my friends would spend his time rubbing the bottom of his skateboard against concrete corners to make it look like he'd grinded. My freshman year of college in the spring, at the rec pool. The rec pool was the place to be. Babes as far as the eye can see. Anywho, my friends and I are out on the pool deck, and I've decided that as we're walking in front of some bikini-clad chicks, that it would be a good time to de-shirt and reveal my awesome torso to them. My shirt got stuck on my neck, and I, blinded by my own shirt, as well as my hubris, fell into the pool with my shirt still around my neck. I was so cool. I took the last place in a hairy chest contest.
"It's okay, sweetie. I have literally no chest hair or facial hair whatsoever. Of course, I'm a girl, so..."
Rest assured that if the narrator had competed in that particular tournament, he would have either lost or tied with you. But then again, I know not to enter one. A co-worker of mine was a one-upping, bull-crapping, blatant liar. We'd troll him every day to see how far his lies would go. The one that popped into my head when I saw this group of stories was that he drank a quart of 10W30 motor oil to impress a girl. I have a buddy who was hanging out with us, and he starts with, "Oh, I'm friends with the local college cheerleaders. I'll see if they want to come and party with us." He texts them, and they say that they're still on their way back from a game. Another buddy comes to join us, and we explain who we're going to be hanging out with tonight. He informs us that the game was a home game at 1 in the afternoon, 9 hours before this happened. All the first guy could say was,
Oh, well, I don't know where they are then."
We know you don't, buddy. I've got a friend just like that. It gets to the point where whenever he says something outrageous, my friends and I just say, "Cool," and change the subject. Handstand push-ups at a party.
"Well, I saw a guy doing dips at the library."
I knew this guy that would intentionally leave his fly open on his jeans so that people would mention it and he could reply, "I guess my huge wang is that noticeable." One time I went for sushi on a first date, and I wanted to impress the girl with how much wasabi I could handle with my sushi. I ended up leaving snot all over the place while tears ran down my face. I learned that a friend of mine gets dressed in this order. Cologne, white shirt, more cologne, another white shirt, more cologne, another white shirt, cologne again, his normal shirt, and then more cologne. I always just thought he was a pretty swole guy, but I've learned that he's actually pretty scrawny under there.
There are 4 shirts?
In fifth grade, I had a classmate who always tried to show off. One day, he claimed that he could make his face red in less than 10 seconds. Spectators gathered. He holds his breath in and pushes to build up pressure in his head. Not sure how else to explain it, his face does get ridiculously red, and then all of a sudden we heard a slight pop noise, and his right eye had moved forward literally half an inch out of his head like it was about to pop out entirely. Shrill screams ensued,
The teacher was cursing, and then ambulance sirens sounded in the distance. What a man he was. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. I guess this counts as attempted manliness? Back when I was 9 or 10, I was at camp. There was this girl that I liked, so in order to try and look cool, I'd take my glasses off and close my eyes real tight. Eventually, she asked why I was doing that, and I replied that if I couldn't see, I gained super hearing and could hear nature all around me. Needless to say, I was, and am, SAP's mammalian brother. Oh look, I dropped my magnum rubber that I use on my monster dong. One time, I was with a lady friend, and my mattress was kind of not aligned properly with the bed spring, and it bothered her. She said, "Let's fix it," and I said, "No, no, I got it, don't worry." As I bent down to push it forward, it was heavier than I expected. I grunted and pushed forward. And as I did this, I tooted really loudly. I once saw a guy with thug life tattooed on his bicep in Comic Sans. "Which, do I look like I care about your text preferences? I got this for me, and I got a font that represents me and my life. We from the street, man. We don't have time for all this serif crap. Busy hustling. God damn." I wear the smallest lab coat I can find, with my regular clothes on underneath it. It looks like I have massive guns. I'd like to tell you that everyone else thinks you look like the Michelin Man, but I don't have the heart to tell you. I once saw a group of high school age kids in a local park accompanied by a young woman. They're all hanging out and the alpha kid, in an attempt to impress said girl, gets up and takes his shirt off and then walks around to all of the picnic tables and starts lifting one side of them up as high as he can over and over again. It was quite clear that he had the strongest pubescent muscles. I peacock by going to karaoke bars and singing Regina Spektor songs in the manliest falsetto possible. At a party in my university, a reasonably tubby guy was trying to chat up a girl. She didn't seem particularly interested but was being polite. The guy gets a text, flips open his phone and starts to read it. Suddenly realizing the faux pas he's unwittingly committed, he proceeds to snap his phone in half as if to say, "I care far more about this conversation than some meaningless phone." The girl realizes that was dumb and immediately leaves, so the boy has no phone and no chance of getting any. Also, I know a couple of 30-plus males that went down and egged the local Occupy protesters. So tough.
God damn, that's pathetic. I grew up in a small town and there used to be this idiot that would drive around in a crappy convertible by himself. He had his parents' hi-fi speakers in the back and would drive around talking on his cell phone. The town didn't have any cell phone towers or reception back then.
Pickup artists are as hilarious as they are stupid and annoying. I don't know if either of these guys technically count as pickup artists, or if they regularly attempted their stunts to pick up girls, but I wouldn't be surprised.
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high-quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high-quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free-for-a-year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
I heard on the radio once that the guys who hung out with Frank Sinatra had a difficult time keeping up with him while partying, so they would get a watered-down Coke so that it appeared to be whiskey, while Frank hit the hard stuff. Big old trucks with a pair of truck nuts hanging on the back of them. I was bringing my wife, who makes fun of how unmanly I am, a bowl of soup, and I filled it pretty high. The tops of my fingers ended up in the soup. To show manliness, I didn't flinch and ended up with blisters on several of my fingers. When I was younger, around 6 or 7, I had to stay at my gran's during the day while school was out. She had this little tricycle that was way too small for me to sit on, so I used to stand on the back axle and drive it around like I was a rally driver. Don't ask. One day she had to walk around the shops, so like any good rally driver secret agent superhero, I gave her support via the Subaru. Again, don't ask. On the way back, we went another route and had to walk past 2 or 3 girls around my age. Wanting to man up, I wanted to act big and hard, so I jumped off the Subaru, lifted the tiny tricycle up and held it vertically above my head like a champion weightlifter. At the time, I was a huge wrestling fan, particularly of The Rock. My favorite part of The Rock was the people's eyebrow. Google if you don't know. I strutted up to these little girls, tricycle above my head, turned to them and gave them the baddest people's eyebrow to ever grace this earth, along with the line, "Ladies?" The only thing that could possibly happen, happened. I fell. The tricycle came crashing onto the floor, elbows and knees were grazed, and there were tears in my eyes. My gran had to carry me home. I was only 6 or 7 at the time, but frick. That still hurts, man. I started dressing nicely and began to improve my vocabulary. Oh well. My mom grew a mustache. Oh wait, I might have misunderstood the topic question. I was working out at the gym, and it just so happened that a recent ex of mine was there at the same time. We met at the gym, so this wasn't really a shock. I was at the pull-up bar and she was pretty close by, so I got it in my head that I should try and show off or something. So I started doing lots of pull-ups really fast and intensely, when my hand slipped and I fell off the bar and right onto my butt. I kept my head down and just walked straight into the changing room. It felt bad, man. I got on a plane a few months ago. For my background, I'm male. I put my bag in the overhead compartment and sat down. I looked over and saw a girl. If you must know, she wasn't unattractive. Read, she was really hot. She was having trouble fitting her bag in the overhead compartment. I, being the gentleman that I am, saw the opportunity to assist, thinking that at some point down the road it might lead to something. So I tried for about 30 seconds and then said, "It doesn't fit." I sit down and abort mating rituals. About 30 seconds later, I looked up and another girl had gotten up and helped the first girl put her bag in the compartment, and it fit in like 2 seconds. I don't know what they did, I don't know how they got it, all I know is that I didn't make eye contact with either of them for the rest of the flight.
My favorites are the guys who refuse to drink, quote, girly drinks. They don't want to be thought of as gay or a Nancy. It's a drink, yo.
The people who try to fight the bouncers or the bar staff in general. There are more of us, and the bouncers are sober. Good Lord help you if you touch one of our waitresses inappropriately. We like our hot waitresses, and most of them are dating staff members. My cousin has "Sure Thing" tattooed on his forearm in the most gangster-looking letters he could find. He's pretty nerdy, but adopted a gangster persona after leaving home and joining the armed forces. I laughed out loud when I saw his Facebook picture showing it off. Flashing the sideways peace sign and trying to look fly with his new tattoo very visible. Cap sideways, of course. I used to skateboard a lot. I also had a slightly overprotective mother, so anytime I went to a skate park, I was that scrawny kid in full pads. I didn't give an F, it meant that I got to skateboard. Anyway, I think I was 13 or 14 at the time. I was minding my own business, probably trying to do a super stylish boneless in a quarter pipe. Don't hate, the old school tricks are rad. And I see this guy bail and just lie in the bottom of the bowl area while his board flew out onto the deck. He was a few years older than me and was obviously not hurt seriously, and there with several of his buddies. Being a nice guy, I grabbed his board, which had rolled close to where I was, and rolled it back down to him. I skated away, not paying attention, and then I hear him yell out, "Who did that?" Apparently, the board had rolled into his side while he was facing the other way. There was no way it had hurt in the least. I'd made sure that it would roll at a safe speed to him. As I turned around to see what the shouting was, I see his buddies pointing at me. "Hey, you wanna fight?" he shouts at me. Now, you don't know me all that well, but you can imagine I should be feeling slightly intimidated. And to be honest, prior to this situation, I always thought I would have been intimidated by a bully. Thankfully, the situation gave me some much-needed perspective. I'd just done this guy a favor and he wants to fight me. What the frick, right? Is he serious? "If you want to fight me, I'm right here," I reply with no hesitation. He just kind of stares at me for a second and then turned away. I heard his buddies giving him a hard time, and it was like a joyous chorus of angels. I felt like I owned that frickin' skate park for the rest of the day. Getting a motorcycle license to try and be cool and manly. I actually realize it's freaking amazing and that the aforementioned status didn't matter to me once I achieved it. I used to waitress at a bar on the main street of a small town, which was also home to several restaurants nearby. Drunk guys trying bullcrap manliness to hit on me became normal after a while. One night I was walking past two guys sitting at the main bar, and one of them flagged me down on the pretense of some bullcrap question about the menu. Then, like a good friend, he started trying to wingman his buddy, telling me how he was such a great guy and thought I was cute, and oh by the way, was on the big NFL team of our state, and that I should be totally flattered that he was interested in me and maybe try to give him my number or go home with him. Meanwhile, said guy is sitting next to us trying his best to look humble. After trying not to laugh at him outright, I extricated myself and for some reason didn't try to explain to him the two main reasons why this tactic was clearly not going to work for them. The first, unlike most people in that town, I do not give a crap about football. The second, his friend was still in his work uniform from the restaurant next door. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.